Well, good day, everyone. Welcome to the LifeInvestigated.com podcast. This is KD English on this December the 21st, 2024. We are soon to be celebrating our Christmas time. Many of you, I'm sure, have started doing some type of celebration already. And good for you. It's a good time of the year to reflect. It's a good time of the year to evaluate your relationship with your God, yourself, your family, your society. So I hope you'll take some time in eating and partying and gift giving and generally running around with like a chicken with its head cut off. Folks in the South will know what that is for sure. And give some time for self-evaluation. So the title of this podcast is Surviving Psychological Fear, i.e. the fear campaign that was lodged against the world, and I'll speak for American citizens, during the COVID-19 criminal offense that was committed against Americans. Now, some of you might say, English, why are you bringing up COVID-19 on 12/21/2024 at almost Christmas? It's over. It's done with. Let's just move on. The problem when you too easily move on with something that was such a great tragedy, really, it was a tragedy in the fact that a lot of people did die, but it was just criminal in how it was done, what was done to us. And in some cases, it was almost just pathetic the way American citizens, the way we let the criminal enterprise shut us down and control our lives, and the way we let the foreign entities control us the way we did. And now you might think, okay, what kind of foreign entities? So let's get into that. Back when it was first announced, and then number 45, President Trump, said it was the China virus. Well, everyone, you know, as they do with everything this guy does, they ridiculed him, said he was an idiot, said he was a detriment to society, blah, 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 blah. Turns out, well, guess what? He was right. It was the China virus. Now, if we look back into what still the popular propaganda is over COVID-19, and we're going to see more documents come out here, I would say within, this is December 2024, I would say within June 2025, we're going to hear and have proof of a lot more of criminal intent, plus I think it will be proven out that we actually were attacked with COVID by China, and maybe some other rogue nations joining in there. And that's what I want to get across. This thing is not over with yet. Since I'm referring to two different entities tonight, I'm referring to war crimes committed against us by primarily China. I suspect North Korea had a hand in it somewhere. I suspect Iran had a hand in it. And most likely Russia had a hand in it. But definitely, I believe China and North Korea had a great deal, but China primarily. So I'm dealing with that, and then I'm dealing with the criminal enterprise. The criminal enterprise is the corrupt politicians that have been running this nation with people that were in place under Trump that Trump did not know were so corrupt. And obviously Trump was planning on at landing another consecutive term at that time. So I suppose maybe he was figuring some things out and was going to weed some things out and change some things. He just didn't get the time to do it. And plus, like I said, well, when COVID come in like a roaring lion and people were dying left and right, things got distracted from, well, from the attack and from what was happening and who was helping propagate it. So there was already a criminal enterprise set in place in Washington, D.C. in our country that took and used this attack on the U.S. homeland, on the world, really. This was, they talk about Biden starting World War III, and which he would love to take credit for that. He has been part of it. I believe World War III started at the very end or slightly before, probably around June of 2019. Certainly by the end part of 2019, I believe World War III was launched at that point in time by China. Irregardless of what the alleged facts, and the fact is not a fact until it is absolutely proven one way or the other. And it hasn't been proven to me that this was an accidental leak at this lab in Wuhan. At least we've gotten that far. We have now acknowledged through investigative measures and through government acknowledgement that it did come from Wuhan, but that it was an accidental leakage of some kind. That's not true. That's just not true. This was the beginning of a war. And this war is not over with yet. I've been saying for years and years, biological warfare was coming, and coming in great measure. If I can go back and find the videos and different sermons while I was still in a pastorate, I could prove to you that I was saying this was coming. Didn't call it the coronavirus because I wasn't aware of a coronavirus as in a COVID-19. I probably knew there was such thing as a coronavirus of some kind, but it never, that part didn't occur to me. I just knew some type of biological warfare was coming. So once it started, once this attack was launched against the world, then the criminals, when they got full control, when the Faucis and the Bidens and the, all these other fools that pushed their way into controlling American government, they lined their pockets and became extremely rich off of people's deaths and sufferings, and by writing books and suing people, and stealing money out of government coffers that were meant for relief help in this COVID environment. Just like we know that we don't know per facts yet, but we will soon. We know that there are people in the government right now that have been stealing the funding to help from disaster relief in Western North Carolina, Western South Carolina, and Western Southwestern Virginia and Eastern Tennessee that were affected by that. We know funds. We do know it. We know it, but we haven't proved it yet, but we will. We will. That these crooks and criminals and reprobates are stealing that money right now. FEMA says, to the folks in Western North Carolina, we don't have any money. We're broke. We got to pull our resources out. The reason they don't have any money is because it's being diverted and it's being stolen by the criminals and by other, just like they've been stealing money. These non-governmental organizations have been stealing money at the so-called border crisis. It's not a border crisis. It's an invasion. But all of these NGOs have come in and said, well, the government, if you'll pay us XX millions upon millions of dollars, we'll take care of people. Well, they're taking care of their own pockets. And the Catholic Church is one that's really big into this, that's stealing even more money. They already stole all kinds of money throughout history. They already have their own bank, their own government, and everything else. I'm not hating on you Catholics. For those of you that love God, you love God. But your system is corrupt. Your system is corrupt. So same thing has happened during COVID. Time is going to prove this out to be absolutely correct. So what happened? So, okay, we had an accidental leak and it was a deadly virus. You know, I'm going to be fooling around with a deadly virus. And I know there are labs too, military, I think probably some military related installations that had been doing this research also, or some sort of research. I got it. I get it. It happens all over the world in labs. But we've also determined that as Americans, we were funding this research, at least in part. So you would have thought we would have had enough sense to put a huge element of Americans in that lab, if we're funding it, to control, have at least a quality control measure anyway, even if they didn't have any real control of the lab itself, they would have authority for quality control to say, okay, it's changed this now, or funding stops today. But now we apparently didn't have any real checks and balances other than some little fool calls himself a doctor thinking that he was God. But anyway, so we can debate, but what really happened? Where is the meat of what I want to speak about in this podcast tonight? It is the fact of the psychological manipulation that was committed against the world. But again, I'm speaking to Americans. So what happened? How did this psychological campaign, how did it get manifested? Well, once it was identified, then what was the very next thing that they said we had to do? Yeah, I know. 6 foot, stay inside, lock down. So first thing they tell us, we got to lock you down. So essentially, the governors of the states, the United States of America, and we had one at the time in Virginia. He was a puppet. He'd been caught in his less than politically correct sins of his youth. So he was now a puppet to the socialist and the leftist agenda for the remaining part of his governorship. Plus, he, I guess, is just a socialist himself and a crook. Whatever he was told to do by the leftist criminal party, he implemented and then come up with more constraints on his own. So the first thing he does, the governor of Virginia and many other governors around this state, well, first they told you a lie. I said it's only going to be for 2 weeks. And they knew that was a lie. They knew that wasn't their agenda. It doesn't matter what the medical research was saying, oh, 2 weeks and we'll calm the pandemic down, blah, blah, blah. No, that wasn't the agenda. That was just a lie to implement the agenda. They knew it was going to be more than 2 weeks. Come on, people. So start out with lockdown. And then most other governors did. Some didn't do it as much. And some realized real quick, wait a minute, I've been duped. Some of the governors actually had enough sense and intelligence to say, wait a minute, this little puppet that's controlling the world right now, he's lying to us. We're going to change some things in this state. Well, Virginia didn't get to change. So, because we're totally controlled by socialists in this state. No, we're not now. We have a Republican administration, but that was very unique. We know that the sovereign nation of Northern Virginia will vote the liberals back in this coming time. I would like to see Colonel Sears voted in, but she's going to have an uphill battle because I do not think she's going to appeal to the liberals in Northern Virginia. So unless the rest of Virginia can really turn out in great numbers, our time of Republican governorship is probably over with for a while in the Commonwealth. But anyway, so they told us we had to lock down first, and then if we went out, we had to keep our distance. Oh, and if you and you need to wear a mask. Well, there's a shortage of masks, so just wear anything. Put a scarf, you know, put a t-shirt. My wife bought me something you put up over right over your neck and put over your nose, and my t-shirts were thicker. I could put my t-shirt tied around my face, and it would have given more protection than the things they were telling us we could go ahead and use when it first started. So that was a lie. Now, just being an old country boy and having a little, just a small amount of intelligence and a small amount of understanding of the human body and the small amount of understanding how air travels, I had enough sense to know that 6 foot distance was not going to keep you from catching a contagious disease of any kind, period. So anyway, there was the first lie in this warfare that was started. Remember the premise of what I'm saying. World War III technically started in Wuhan, China. And we were under attack in this country. And it was an enemy that we couldn't even see. We could only see the death and destruction. We couldn't see the bombs coming, the airplanes coming, the troops trying to come over. We couldn't see any of that because it was unseen. It was an unseen enemy, but we seen the same destruction like we would if the enemy came and occupied our nation. So here we are. Here we are. Oh, they're still denying it. Trump's an idiot. He's a crook. He's the cause of it. Blah, blah, blah. It's everybody else's fault. Anybody that walks outside their house, you're a criminal. And that's what they said. That's what they told you in this psychological campaign. They told you before the vaccine was instituted, they said, if you come outside your house, you are a reprobate. You don't care about your neighbors and you should be held criminally responsible. All of the little high horses up on their high platforms. That somebody should have just walked up and smacked them in the face and knocked them off that platform. We don't have enough guts in this country to do anything like that anymore. So then fast forward again. Oh, now the miracle vaccine is out after 2 weeks or whatever. Okay. So drugs, it takes from what the pharmaceutical industry tells us. And being somebody that's not into medical research at all, but is a researcher and an investigator, first thing I tell anyone if they book me to work a private investigation for them, an investigation is a process and an investigation takes time. So if you're not going to have the patience and the resources to give me the time, I won't get anywhere with your investigation. So it's the same thing with the clinical trials and the development of, and all of these studies that goes into a medicine of any kind. But yet they had a medicine, a vaccine to what, two or three different manufacturers had a vaccine ready in two, what was it, 2 to 6 weeks and ready to go and said, yep, it's safe for you. Now, either that was an absolute lie. Which by then, with all of the Americans that were cowering down inside their house and afraid to even go outside and take a breath of air, by that time they figured out, well, our psychological campaign is working against Americans for sure. So we can just tell them anything we want to now. So we can tell them that we have safely developed a vaccine within 2 weeks' time. We are gods. They didn't say they're God. That I know of, I didn't hear anyone say that reference to the vaccine or the producers of the vaccine. Some came pretty close to it, but they probably were feeling that way. We are gods. So that's the one thing that seems to be prevalent in mankind, no matter what the situation is or where we go in life or what happens when somebody does something that might be good or they promote as good or something that's unique and above the standard norm, they want to place themselves in the role of God. And that's certainly what a lot of people did. They placed themselves in the role of God. Well, that's even scriptural. Why do you think God said, told the Israelites, no matter what happens, no matter when you walk into this land of milk and honey, remember this, you'll have no other gods before me. So obviously, to me, logically thinking, God must have knew, well, these people are going to try to set themselves up as gods. And I've seen that too many times in my life, people trying to do that. So I know that to be correct. So then they tell us, okay, you Americans are stupid and you're chickens and you're cowards. So we got you. And while China is launching an attack against us, the traders in this country and other places around the world are lining their pockets because that spirit of greed has overtaken them. So now we got the third lie that's being propagated about the vaccines. Oh yeah, vaccines is it. Vaccines are going to reduce severe illness. They're going to stop death. They are just practically, you have hardly nobody dying. And these vaccines will, you know, prevent transmission, or it won't be anywhere near as bad as if you get vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, not being vaccinated, you're ostracized or fired or become a criminal. You were charged with criminal offenses in some places. So what was it? That was psychological warfare. That was all coercive measures, those mandates. What were the coercive matter? I just spoke of them. Job terminations, travel restrictions. You may have been somewhere else in the world. You couldn't come home, or you may have just been in the next state over. I can remember even needing to travel to South Carolina. And South Carolina wasn't bad, but North Carolina was. Their governor there was, he was as big of a criminal as the one in Virginia was, in my opinion. You North Carolina folks liked him because you voted him in again after that. But anyway, you couldn't hardly go through North Carolina. He's okay once you got to South Carolina. So I couldn't go to another state hardly. Well, let's just be honest. You couldn't even go to the grocery store. The grocery store during the initial lockdown, well, that's the one place you can go. But you better have that mask on. Oh, and be sure you wear gloves. Be sure you wear gloves of some kind. Okay. I never will forget when they first started about the glove thing. And you can't travel. You can't get out unless you're essential personnel. If you're not essential personnel and you're not going to the grocery store, you are in big time trouble, Bubba, if our law enforcement pulls you over. I was sitting in Home Depot parking lot one afternoon. I saw this elderly gentleman. And when I say elderly, I know I'm one too, but he was a lot more elderly than me. He come out with his pushing his cart and put some things into his Home Depot. And by the way, Home Depot could be open, and man, did they make a killing, and Lowe's make a killing during that time. It was the only place else for anybody to go except Home Depot and Lowe's and the grocery store. Well, I mean, unless you lived in one of these states where they had strip clubs, legal strip clubs, and then you could go to those. But I mean, you know, if going to strip clubs wasn't your thing and you lived in a state like Virginia where they didn't allow that, you were just out of luck. You were going to Home Depot or Food Line or somewhere like that. So, and don't get no, yeah, all the restaurants were closed there for a bit too. So you weren't going to get no food either. Of course, everybody was in such fear, even when they did start telling people, oh, well, you know, you need to come on back to work now. Nah, I'm not coming back to work. This thing's scary. All right. So, and that was the whole goal. It was a fear campaign to control. They didn't control you through force. They controlled you through fear. They controlled you through fear, and that's what will happen again. Matter of fact, the plans are there now. So they come in, Yeah, you can't do this. So they have all these coercive measures lined up against you to do what? Control you through fear. So it's a psychological fear campaign. It's a war campaign. It's a psychological fear campaign. It's a warfare distinctive that's been used many years through many wars. So fear, what is fear? Well, the fear part of it is what was the driving force during the pandemic. What did you hear from the liberal media and even the conservative media? Hell, they ain't no better. The daily case counts and death tolls everywhere you look. Dead, 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 dead. Mass graves. We're just going to have to go to mass graves. We've got tents set up to put all the dead people in. Dead, 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 dead. What were they telling you? You better stay home to stay safe. You got to stay home to stay safe. And you got that message time and time and time and time and time again. So, according to the people who know the brain and the psyche and human conditions and all of these learned people, this is what they say. They say that studies have shown that fear-based messaging can have long-term psychological impacts. That's not the Patriot trainers' conclusion. That's the learned people of the world. That's their conclusion. What in this research and this conclusion they have come up with, what does it include? Heightened stress, anxiety disorders, and the erosion of critical thinking. Now, I want that one statement above all, as far as my presentation in this podcast, to stick out with you, because I'm going to speak a little more in depth about the erosion of critical thinking. So, and this, I mean, governments have used the fear tool throughout history to get compliance with their subjects. And you see, that's what we became as American citizens during that time. We became subjects. We were not free, liberty-loving Americans anymore, pursuing life, liberty, and happiness. We were cowered in fear in the darkness with the blinds closed, because all we saw, or at least all we think we were seeing anyway, it's funny how if you really analyze some of those newscasts, they would present a newscast over and over and over and over and represent it, try to say it was in another area, but then the footage would be of the same area that they originally shown. So, you know, you have to think about things sometimes and stop and process what you're actually being told, okay? So they had us, but they had us at fear. I don't remember the name of the song. I just remember one of the lyrics. I don't even know if it was a male or a female. I think it was a female singer. Could tell you who, but the line said, "You had me at hello." I think the song goes on to refer to, you know, falling in love or something like that. Excuse me. So they had you at fear, folks. They had you at fear. And once they got you that way, nothing else had to be done. So the use of fear has always been a compliance tool. So this podcast is going to get rather long, and I don't like to go over 30 minutes, which is probably a little too long for any podcast. So I'm going to segmentize this podcast. Definitely we'll have one more, maybe two more. But I've laid the foundation tonight for the criminal offense, the war crimes, and the criminal offense that was committed against us in the world, but especially I'm speaking on American soil, so I'm going to speak to American response and what happened to Americans. So as the psychological part of it, the psychological part of this campaign come in, it was all based on fear and not facts and not truth and certainly not justice. So the next segment of lifeinvestigated.com, on this podcast, we're going to talk about what has happened to critical thinking. Have you, especially if you've got a little maturity on you, I'm not saying you have to be in the elderly ages, but even just some maturity to you are concerned and processing things at a different level than you did when you were 18, 19, or 20. And you've looked back, and you even some of you younger folks have noticed a change in people's mentality and the mentality of America and the world. And you go, what's happened? What has happened? How many of you have ever said that? What has happened to people? What has happened to society? Well, during this COVID campaign of war, they took away your ability and your processing of critical thinking, which has in fact disabled you. That's it for now. Look for episode 2 coming. It's Patriot Trainer. I will talk to you soon.